Eating.
You are still. What are you eating?
I just finished a steak and now I'm eating some potatoes.
Some taters. All right, well, welcome to the 43rd episode of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up for you. It was a New Year's Day episode that we forgot to record the entire thing.
It's an adventure. Everyone buckle up. We're going on an adventure.
We're going on an adventure back to 9 a.m. Grant and Charlie on New Year's Day. So it's going to be
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Fun stuff. If you are our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you're not our friends and family, we do not know why you're here. So thank you, but let's have some fun.
Let's Charlie? Get into it. Grant, I feel like you have an update for us.
Big updates. I'm in Chirac now, living the dream.
What's that for the layman out here?
I'm in Chicago. I moved into Wrigleyville on Sunday. Charlie helped me move.
What's the real area you moved into, Grant?
Lakeview? Close. I'm on the border of Boys Town. Yeah, it's good. You know, it's I'm good. Well, cultured males. Other than that, I'm here. I'm living the dream. I'm 4 blocks from Wrigley Field and just ready to go about it.
Go about it, eh? Just kidding, we're not Minnesota anymore.
No. Luckily, it means Charlie and I will get to record some more episodes up close and personal, so I get to look deep into his blue eyes and make it that much better.
I do have blue eyes. Noticing.
You've always had blue eyes. They've never changed, so. That got kind of creepy.
Be snippy about it. It's fine.
But yeah, we had a really fun New Year's Eve.
Saw all of Milwaukee, some of us. Just saw all of Milwaukee.
It was Charlie's first time in Milwaukee, and I think we showed him just about as good as it could get.
Yeah.
Any more time there, and I think I would have died. Any more, if it would have been any longer in Milwaukee, I don't think I'd still be around. But it was for sure 2 days into the new year that I'm finally feeling fantastic again. But it took a while. You got any updates for us?
Not much, besides kind of what you just hit on. You know, spending New Year's with you is always a good time. I think it's the first time we've been together for New Year's. I think so. I'm going to go with it.
It makes sense to me. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, we didn't make out or anything, but next time, maybe. No.
Yeah, I mean, you're my plan B, so.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well, you were my plan A, so didn't work out.
Make me look bad. But yeah, I had fun in Milwaukee. Glad to make that trip work, and now just back to actually having to, like, you know, work full time. And
I have my first full time day at work tomorrow.
Big boy.
Gonna figure out my commute. Gonna leave at like 7:30 and maybe get there by like 8:30 when I'm supposed to be there. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm intrigued.
Ride the train. Yeah. You should totally be the guy who would, like, ask everyone, like the whole train. Hey guys, where's my stop?
Yeah. Is this my stop? Yeah. No, I think I'll have my headphones in. I probably won't talk to anyone. So.
Oh yeah, you'll fit in then.
Yeah. that's kind of the goal.
In honor of, you know, recording this on New Year's Day, we thought we'd do a podium of our favorite things to do on New Year's Day.
True. Flip a coin for me. What do you got?
Ready? Go.
Heads.
It's heads.
Yes. So one of my favorite things to do on New Year's Day. Just not move.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, that's a good one.
100% not move. Just like every Sunday, it's like having the Sunday scaries in the middle of the week. And I know everyone's been saying it, but it is so true. It's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they creep in about noon.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Might be a fucking human tomorrow.
they stuck around for a while.
That's a solid one. I just similar one. Pretty much just lay on the couch and with no judgment all day. So
that's totally it.
Yeah. My first one is going to be waking up to football. Chances are you're sleeping in a little bit. waking up to football, like, one last time for the year, mm-hmm. great feel. Great feeling.
I had something similar, but pretty much that's, like, it's just, like, the last – it's like a Sunday in the middle of the week, you know, like, it's such a beautiful thing. You're given this random Sunday.
It's such a waste when it's on Sunday.
I know, it really, really ruins you, but otherwise when it's on any other day of the week, it's fantastic. You wake up, you're like, yeah, get more of this today. Just chill.
Stealing a day. You can't yell at me. I'm stealing it.
So this was along with it. I'm not going to count it as one of mine, but, watching Iowa play, since I was been in the Outback Bowl so many times on the January 1st.
Every year, Pencilman Outback Bowl.
It's basically, next year we won't go to the Outback Bowl, but we might get close, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a solid one. Going on the sports team, I would enjoy tuning on for at least a little bit of the Winter Classic, you know, the outdoor hockey game. It's on New Year's Day.
Yeah, that was good. I fell asleep watching that on your couch.
Yeah, that was a good game. Good game. Hawks lost, but they played well.
It was an okay game.
You just said you were falling asleep, so you can reserve your judgment.
Yep, I was out. calling your mom.
Did you call your mom?
Hell yeah, I called my mom.
All right, mom.
You got to call your mom. On all big holidays that you're not anywhere near them, you got to call them. It's a rule. You gotta do it.
That's a good one. That's a real strong one.
You gotta call your mom. You gotta tell her you lived through the night. That's probably the most important thing. Also, can we mention just the fact that the bars didn't close?
See, I almost didn't realize it. Then, like, the next morning, I realized it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're just kind of going along with the night, and all of a sudden, like, 2 o'clock hits. There's no last call.
Yeah.
3 o'clock hits. There's no last call.
Yeah. 3:30 hits. You're still out.
4 o'clock, I called my last call myself. And it was just like, Charlie's last call. Charlie's last call.
Last one. But goodness gracious. That was ridiculous.
My turn or is it your turn? I can't remember.
I don't know. My brain's not working very well. That would have been my last one, but... Well, because I gave one I didn't really want it to give as one, but...
Yeah, calling your mom was the last one. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So my last one is just going to be waiting, like sitting in the morning, rehashing the night with the boys.
Oh,
just
that's funny because that's our entire freaking podcast today.
Yeah. So enjoy, but yeah, just everyone piecing together their story, and then it all comes together, paint a beautiful picture. A mosaic. We call it mosaic.
You never have more laughs than this that next morning, when you're sitting around. It's like you almost.
I got younger that day because of all the laughs. Uh-huh. I got younger.
I almost live for for those moments, like sitting on the couch after you wake up. After it's been like a really long night and you're just sitting on the couch shooting the shit. You live for those moments more than you live for like going out.
Totally. I enjoy those way more than being out.
If going out didn't involve that afterwards and like getting to reminisce, then I would probably never go out.
Those are always. When friends become better friends moments.
Oh, God. It's unreal. That kind of brings me to another note. Honorable mention. Getting sad of the things you didn't accomplish. So, like, you wake up and, like...
Or that night.
That night, you know, like, you're laying in bed and, like, you're watching Netflix or something. And the next thing you know, you're like, wow, I told myself I was going to make $1 million this year. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I was going to learn to adult this year.
Yeah.
And I'm still here.
Yeah. And I was out till the bars till 4 a.m. last night, so that didn't work. But,
Not a success.
Yeah. It's also funny just to see people on New Year's Day walking around, like, everyone looks like they're hurting.
Oh, and you just give the head down. I feel you.
Just everyone. I'm pretty sure I didn't see anyone under the age of 40 that looked like they were, like, prepared to go to work the next day.
When I woke up, I found I looked outside and there's this lady jogging at like 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that you make me hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Watching you makes me hurt. Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago, you know, we were that guy.
I don't think I've ever gone on a run on New Year's Day.
I have. Yeah, dedication, man. Dedication.
Dedication.
But it makes me feel really happy to be retired. So.
It is nice to be retired now, so I'm with you. All right, should we jump into this interview?
Oh, great timing. Great timing.
What can I say?
So here's a great interview from 9 a.m. New Year's Day.
Everyone's got a drunk drawer.
Everybody's got a drunk drawer. Drunk drawer?
A little bit of both.
Not drunk drawer.
Everyone's got demons too.
One of those drawers. Every white male has a drunk drawer. Junk drawer?
Just say it. Just every family.
All right, now we welcome on a good friend of Charlie and myself's.
You heard of his voice before.
We are literally sitting in his... we will defend Abe to the depths of time because he let us sleep on his couches. I slept in a dungeon, and Charlie slept in a nice spot. Abe Stamper, welcome on.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it. I'm drinking this diesel of a coffee. I need it. Trust me.
It is New Year's Day, as it is for everyone. We're all listening to this. We're pretty excited. But Abe, we went out with you last night, and I'm pretty sure we got hit by a train this morning.
I have blood on my fingers. What did I do? What's that?
What did I do? You don't want to know. No, it's kind of ridiculous. I didn't really realize until after the fact that bars in Milwaukee don't close on New Year's.
Yeah.
So these guys were going hard until 4 or 5 in the morning.
I needed that. I needed extra time to make sure that I could...
Oh, you got
to
bring in the New Year accordingly.
So. Yeah, the extra time was good. I didn't get back here. Abe was soft. Yeah. Came home a little early.
A little soft, I'm not going to lie, but... I'm not really complaining today. Might as well.
You might win in the morning. Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. Other than that, Paul, we're recording a podcast.
You're good.
That was Abe's roommate, Paul. Paul, you want to come on the podcast?
Paul, you want to be in the pod?
Hop on. Paul, what's your last name?
McPhee.
I was named Pissing.
All right, hey, it's Paul. Paul, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Paul, how was your night last night?
It was fun.
I got to ask you one question.
Kind of low-key.
Were you... Oh, low-key, never mind. Were you confused when you woke up? It's always a good night when you're a little confused when you wake up in the morning.
I did wake up on the ground. So. I think I fell out of the bed.
It's a little confused. Yeah.
So bingo.
Don't worry, I'm 24. I still went to bed.
That is awesome.
It's not a big deal.
So when you wake up in a, like a cold, damp basement. You don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, I can attest to that. When you wake up cold, damp, and wet, naked in the basement. Wait.
That sounds like a lot like Grant's 21st birthday.
So Paul, you left a little early last night?
Well, I left the party I was at like 1:30, so...
You ever hit up a bunch of the gay bars in Milwaukee? Because I did last night.
Oh, fun. Which one did you go to?
Grant moves to Boys Town, and all of a sudden he can't help himself.
He's just living that lifestyle.
He had a great time, though.
I had a really good time. It was a lot of fun, but I have no idea where I went.
I want to retrace my steps from last
night.
I want to retrace my steps.
Steve Jobs, if you're listening to this, because I know you're still alive, I would like you to go ahead and do a Retrace My Steps iPhone app.
Oh, that's genius. That's
not a Find My Friends iPhone app, but Retrace My Steps. So just follow me around, because I already know you follow me around all the time.
Right.
Follow me around all the time.
They can backdoor that.
And then
stuff.
When I lose my phone, I can just go back early when I wake up in a blackout. Don't talk about backdoors. You should have talked about backdoors when I'm coming back. Yeah.
You know a lot about backdoors.
Grant lives in Boys Town, goes to gay bars and all the backdoors.
I was chasing this one lady. Sorry, Mom. I was not chasing a lady. I was looking after her.
No, he's
running very fast.
He's in hot pursuit.
And she had a gay friend, and she's like, we got to go to the gay bar. And I was like, let's do it.
That's how it always starts.
Fun.
That's how it always starts.
Next thing you know, I had drinks bought for me all the time. It was fantastic. I loved it.
Happy 2019.
Happy 2019.
My shirt was off at the bar. I fit right in.
All right, so you guys are both native Milwaukee's.
ins.
Abe's not native.
Really, not native at all.
Not really, no, really, really.
Connecticut.
Yeah, asshole.
But now, when you think about it, you guys are
wrong.
Fuck.
Been here for 6 years.
I went to the same high school as you. I'm not a native.
You guys live here now.
Live here now.
You're pretty. You're pretty native for the fact that you live here now. Okay. You guys have lived here for
6 years.
6 years now.
Yeah, six years.
So, what is your favorite part about Milwaukee?
Probably being really close to Lake Michigan. That's like probably my favorite part.
Really?
It's a freaking popsicle.
Yeah, but those like 2 to 3 months out of the year, they really make it.
They really shine. They dazzle.
They dazzle through the summers. They make up the whole thing.
Yeah, summers in Milwaukee, I think, is my favorite thing because there's a festival like every weekend.
I was going to say, Paul, it's like my first time in Milwaukee. What should I look for? You know, what should I go do?
In the winter.
But then you say summers in Milwaukee, and it's like,
yeah, I come back.
It's like summers in Chicago, though. Very similar to one another. I mean,
yeah.
Milwaukee is neighborhood Chicago, the Midwest, so everyone knows that.
Chicago.
Milwaukee, Chicago, the Midwest. Yeah. Is there an hour apart?
Yeah. The new frontier.
The new frontier. How many times did you say Des Moines is the gateway to the West last night?
Des Moines, the Motor City.
Or that one.
The city that never sleeps.
Des Moines. I'm gonna start calling Des Moines the server city as like Google's moving into Iowa, Facebook's moving into like Altoona.
Yeah, there's nobody that lives there. It's just huge.
It's just servers, and it's like a really cold environment now.
We got like 8 football field long servers. No one lives there, but we got these servers.
Yeah, but we got a bunch of servers. It's unreal. All right, so this is a question we ask to everyone that comes in the podcast. Paul, welcome on. I mean, honestly, well, unexpected. You're gonna work out really well.
You're gonna have fun.
It's a big moment for me.
It's a big moment. We'll make sure we send you the link. But
share it with all your friends.
So we ask everyone, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And you met Charlie and I now, so now you might have one moment that sticks out in your head.
One shining moment.
It doesn't have to be, yeah. It doesn't have to be important. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How right now?
Share. Please share.
Getting asked to be on the podcast, is that?
Oh, that counts.
That's big. That's big. That's huge. Abe?
Abe, we need an updated Charlie May moment.
My other one was so good.
That was hot.
The Shaq, the poop in the Shaq one was pretty good.
We brought that up last time.
That's for long-time listeners.
Long-time listeners, poop in the Shaq, look it up.
Those are the DMG days.
I've had some pretty good times in Minnesota, too.
Oh man, I remember coming back.
I really don't remember, but like I just know good times indeed.
Do you remember when you came back? So I drove up and we were going to
the hockey
Charlie
game.
And I were going to a Blackhawks Wild game. We got for tickets for Christmas, and you drove up with me because I drove through like a snowstorm, so I wanted someone to go with me. We drove up together. We buy like a case of PBR. I have 2. Come back, and the case is basically deleted.
I was gonna say, come back, and then there's Abe. Yeah. Just
delete it all. And then we go, it's Thursday night, so what do? But we go to Tiffany's.
Oh, man. It was like -30 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. That was probably the worst decision of our life, but I absolutely
loved
it.
Ran into a girl from high school that just didn't have a jacket on at all. And I was like,
who was that?
Brutal.
Don't say names.
Redacted.
Oh,
redacted.
Emily Weeks. Emily Weeks. Listen to this, come on the podcast to redeem yourself.
We want to hear about this story.
That's a good one that comes to mind. I just remember it was so cold outside, and there were so many little frat kids that were not in frats.
Oh, there's so many frat kids that were
in
frats.
That's just St. Thomas for you. Nutshell. It's just like frat stars that didn't belong to one.
I think that was an accurate St. Thomas experience.
Dude,
what was that dorm you guys were in?
Ireland.
And then we lived in the LGC.
Dude, yeah. Ireland was cool though. I liked like the high ceilings and everything.
Ireland was cool. You'd love my apartment now. I got high ceilings.
Dude, our room in Ireland.
No top.
Our room in Ireland was one half inch taller than it was wide. No. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Do you measure it or? You got your measuring tape?
They gave the specs on the online.
Okay. Got a little acid reflux kicking in?
Yeah, I'm hiccuping a lot right now.
Abe, so what initiated the angel that came in on top of that Christmas tree we're looking at right now? Those of you listening, it's bad radio, but the angel is a blue moon bottle.
It's a blue moon. It's a full moon.
Why wasn't it Bush Light? Because that's...
That's the thing. We're a little bush. We were lacking in bush here in Milwaukee. I couldn't really totally fine.
Usually that's a good thing, but go ahead.
Oh, this guy. Mama says this podcast, man.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Miss Sody. Mrs. Sody.
Miss Sody.
I don't know. I think we just saw that it needs something on top of the tree, and then we decided, hey, a beer bottle works, and it was right next to the tree.
I love it.
So, I mean, it holds a great spot there.
It doesn't beat our whitey tidies that we use.
Yeah,
we put
whitey tidies on
new.
No, they were new, brand new.
Oh, okay.
Brand spanking new.
I'll let Grant answer that one. I don't really know.
Brand spanking new. Yeah, it was beautiful. actually, I did use them once.
It's all right.
So there's a picture and everything.
Yeah. So lightly used. You could probably put on eBay or something.
Well, yeah, I sold them last week on eBay.
Michael Sarah used.
Michael Sarah used condoms. Sell them all the time. Whoa. Just kidding.
Hot take.
There's a really secondary market for that.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay. I love one.
Hit the reverse Charlie and me.
Me, Charlie.
I know.
Me, Charlie.
If you were stuck on a deserted island,
yeah,
with two humans and could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pizza.
And who?
All the pizza. Oh, there's a dog. Sorry.
We just got a dog come on the podcast.
Yeah.
First dog ever on the podcast.
Slight interruption, but I get a pet a dog.
What food would I eat?
Pizza.
I would eat.
Grant, your answer's pizza.
I would eat. All right, I think that what I would have would be spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Who would be the two people?
I love spaghetti.
Grant, you can't eat spaghetti on dates.
People, do I have to worry about? I can't eat spaghetti on dates.
Yeah,
that's how I get in trouble.
Yeah.
So you have one person. Two people. Food on an island.
Dead or alive?
Yeah, they can be dead or alive.
So people, I have to think about.
Oh, I'm not Eli Whitney.
Wow, hot take there. Very hot take there.
All right, that's a different change.
And then Elon Musk.
They probably have some pretty interesting conversations.
Oh, yeah. We would be talking inventions.
I want Steve Jobs, because I know you're still alive, Steve.
We'd also, with those two, sorry, back to me. With those two, I'd probably get off the island.
True, you probably would.
Yeah.
Elon would create like some sort of spaceship.
No, he'd create like a submarine thingy.
Using what, like sand?
Oh, yeah.
he'd use rocks to take renewable energy and then...
Don't give him my idea.
You just use coconut energy.
Coconut energy. He runs those bad boys together, you know what I'm saying?
Paul decided to rejoin the podcast, I guess.
Like we just had a breakthrough. And
Paul's back.
That's the dog.
Oh, well, we got a dog in here. We got donuts. This podcast is going to go for days.
This one's mine.
That's fair. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Back to the question, Grant. Two people.
I want Tom Hanks because he's already been there before.
Oh, Cash was.
Yeah.
Great movie. He know the island well. He's like, somehow I ended up on the same island. He's right. Like, dude, not again.
The best is Tom Hanks did Castaway, and then didn't he also do like the Pirates movie where like it was actually.
No, that was Johnny Depp, dude.
No, not Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, like, it was like actual Pirates movie where like they were getting taken over by Pirates.
Oh, this is love. Still Captain.
Captain whatever it was.
Captain
Ho. Oh, Captain Phillips.
I'm the captain now.
That one.
So, if we dig it off the island, we'll probably get raided by captains. Pilots.
We get raided by captains.
The reason he hears so sound.
Oh, captain, my captain. We're being raided by captains.
The second person is my mom, obviously. Thanks, mom.
Sounds like you got like five people on this island.
Come on, more.
Tom Hanks and my mom.
I got the pirates. I got the captains. I got, you know, the shipbuilders. I got everything on this island.
We're going to get off that island. I'll tell you that right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm getting off that island. Eli Whitney and Elon Musk.
All right. That's good. That's a good one. Abe, what would you pick?
Yeah.
I think I've asked myself this question.
I'm driving back from Des Moines.
I'm like, you know, I could ask myself some questions.
You know, Abraham, I'd take out an island.
Probably do like omelets. I don't know why. It sounds probably what I'd eat for the rest of my life. And then,
all right. I like it.
Bold choice.
I'd probably have,
you know, eggs don't keep,
right? Morgan Freeman. And
Ooh, I love it.
something. Yeah. It is coming out.
Oh, and
Sir David Attenborough,
Barack Obama.
Oh.
All right. Interesting combo. Who knows? I mean, none of those guys can really do that much, but you can save soothing voices.
Yeah. Neither of those guys can do that much. That's
horrible. Is that because they're black? No. That's pretty messed up.
No. That's a huge leap there. They're not known for their technical expertise, but they have soothing voices that can make me through all of
it. It's just one small step for man.
You should have started while you were ahead.
One giant leap for mankind.
Cut that out.
I thought you were going to say black people.
All right, this podcast is going off the rails. Paul, last question for you.
Yeah.
Abe asked it, but if you were on a deserted island, two people, one food, what would you take?
Two people, one food.
Go. There's the right answer to this, too.
Yeah, there is a right answer to this.
There's a right answer.
You're already wrong.
Yeah.
Dang.
You kind of paused a little too long.
I would go with food. Chocolate?
You make me want to puke.
High in protein and...
he's looking at donuts and he's like, chocolate. Hell yeah, I want some chocolate.
That looks good to me. I could eat that forever. People, I go with Tom Brady because he would think of something. I mean,
that's a real Connecticut guy.
He's a follower. Yeah. He's a follower.
Or like, at least he'd kiss you in the mouth. Yeah.
Which I'm about.
Paul, I'm your son now.
If you're bringing Tom Brady, you gotta bring Alex Guerrero.
No, he doesn't have to come.
What did you say, Giselle?
Giselle?
No, dude. Alex Guerrero.
Emily Ratajkowski?
Ooh, that'd be decent.
But only if she can post Instagram pictures. Yeah.
But only,
there's service.
Who's ever?
It's the first 5G service.
Whoever, still can't get off.
Whoever
can't call for help at that point.
Whoever's December on the latest calendar edition.
No, I'm going all right, all out.
All right, second person.
I'm gonna go with Magellan, the old timey navigator.
Like Ferdinand,
dude. Like Ferdinand Magellan.
Yeah, that guy.
I respect that. You'll get off that island, dude. Yeah, you'll get off that island.
You're gonna go around the world.
You're gonna go right to that strait between Antarctica and Chile.
Yeah, but I mean it's somewhere else.
You got
Chile. Sorry, pardon me, the Chile.
5G, Tom Brady, and Ferdinand Magellan. You're thriving on the island. Just living normally.
All right. So now we're going to do a little spelling bee.
No, tattoo question.
I think we're going to. Oh, tattoo.
You've already answered it. So we'll ask Paul.
Tattoo question.
If you were to get a tattoo right now, what would it be and where would you put it? I like to remind people Grant's face is a pretty good option.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can put
that's not the option I'm going with.
A lot of people say ass tats. That's fine. That's fine.
No, they're saying put my face on other people.
Okay. I would go with when the Patriots beat the Falcons, that score, right?
Oh, 24-3?
Right,
whatever it is. 27-3,
whatever it was. On the leg. Yeah. I think that's the first leg tat we've had.
I like it.
Like right on the thigh.
I'm a big fan. Oh, I'm actually, I appreciate
guy.
It.
Big thigh guy.
You might not know this, but I'm pretty much locked in to get a tattoo this spring.
He's a chance.
What are you getting?
So I'm supposed to take the ACT before, because I lost our
Fantasy League?
I lost our
March Madness bracket. A Charlie Amis bracket.
And I was supposed to
take, you can join this year.
I was supposed to take the ACT before we go to
next year.
Yeah, before March happens.
Before March.
Yeah.
So basically, I either take the ACT or I get like the ACT emblem tattooed on my butt.
Oh, so you gotta hurry up.
How would your grandma feel about that?
Hey, Grammy.
I really want him to take the test because I really want to see how he does compared to high school Grant. I don't
have a score in your butt.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah. It's like 15.
I'm just one score.
15 and a half.
I'm one better than the average monkey.
I thought the average monkey was 16.
Like, they give monkeys pencils and they literally fill in bubbles and they get like 13.
16.
They get 13.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Have they tested this before? They've given monkeys
things?
I want to do that.
I want to be that monkey.
Yeah. Good question. What do you want to do for a living? I want to give monkeys the ACT.
I'm in the wrong profession. All right. Well, Abe has done the spelling bee before, so let's go with Paul. You like to spell?
Good, me either.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
No cheating.
This is spelling bee.
All right.
No cheating. Welcome to the show.
Blinders.
Blinders are on.
Charlie, your first question is commission.
Mission. Okay. So, the big dilemma here, Grant, is it 1S or 2S?
Spell the fucking word.
I gotta figure it out.
Commission.
Stop saying it like
usually start, usually start it out. Charlie's not a great speller, so that's why I have to write it down.
I like
He's
like
working
to,
on it.
I like, I'll have this.
I usually tell stories in the middle of my words because I have to stall.
Okay.
Commission.
Missed an M there.
Yeah, you gave him the answer.
Oh, you did.
Wait, let me do it. Commission.
This spelling bee is under protest.
I love it. Paul, first question for you.
No cheating.
Interval.
Interval. INTERVAL.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him that.
Spot on.
You gave him that word, and you gave me commission.
Paul's commission
is not that hard.
I don't need any lip from you.
Paul is two up. All right, Paul. Charlie, the game's
over. No, it's Paul's word. No, it's my word.
Yeah. Administration.
Oh, come on.
For everyone that's listening in, he has a pen and paper in front of him, and Paul's just going off the cuff. So if he can't figure it out that way, then he's
way to make me look bad, Abe. Last time I stay at your place.
Touche.
I'll probably like that.
Administration. ADM. Oh crap, I can't read my handwriting. ADMINISTRATION.
Holy cow, he's right.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Let's eat.
All right, Paul. For the win, the all out win right here. You ready?
It's over. This is.
Yeah, it's quick.
This is it.
In and out. We're done.
Yeah. Generation.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Generation. GENER. ATION.
That's correct.
Nice.
This whole spelling bee is under protest because Grant gave him the commission.
And I still won. So it doesn't really matter.
Still protest.
Got bodied.
It went downhill from there.
You got bodied. Absolutely bodied. All right,
Abe.
Thank you guys both for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All the random background noise. It's our first live show.
Luna's in the background, so we'll give a shout out to Luna.
She's playing with a beer pong ball.
Tickets are going on sale.
She means ping pong ball.
Yeah. All you have to do is buy donuts and you're going to get in.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming on, everyone.
Bye.
That was our good friend Abe and Paul.
And Paul.
And background noise from Doggos and Michaela and Kate. So thanks for all that, guys. It was a lot to take in. We had a very interesting morning. So.
Yeah, it was one of those ones we didn't have any notes or anything. We just started going at it.
We had zero notes for that. I mean, you could probably tell. It was very unorganized. But it was
kind of like a good insight, though. It's kind of like a good insight into like how our brains work a little bit and just how our conversations go. So, like, Mom, whenever you ask me, like, so what do you talk about? I mean, that's pretty much how they normally go.
That's literally everything we would ever talk about. 100%. That was fun. We got a really fun interview coming up. A big treat for everyone. If you're a runner, you're going to want to tune in next week.
We could probably say our most famous guest yet.
I think we can say definitively our most famous guest yet. You guys are going to love it. So, real celeb coming on the show next week. Everyone get prepared. It's going to be fun.
Put on your sunglasses because the future is too bright.
The future is too bright for Charlie and me. We're going to be the Barstool's first ever running podcast.
There's a market, I'm sure.
I'm sure we can find a market for it. All right, let's wrap it up here. Charlie, what do you got for a quote?
First, you take a drink. Then the drink takes a drink. Then the drink takes you.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a little too true.
Okay. I thought that'd ring home.
Yeah. All right, on that note, new year, new me. Everybody.
Everybody. All right. Hope everyone has a great new year.
Happy New Year.